You're listening to WMFL Medford, 91.5 FM. This is The Theme Machine. I'm your host, TJ Jarrett. I'm back. I was absent again last week. It was Pride. I went out, actually managed to walk in the parade, which was pretty fun. And then I stayed out pretty late, so I kind of just had to give myself that one. It would not have been a good show if I decided to come in. And I'm glad that I'm here today. I've got a good show for you. It's another one of those data-driven themes. Last time it was artists I've played too much, songs I never played by artists I've played too much. We went down all the artists I'd play the most on my shows. And then on this show, we are doing artists I've never played somehow before in the radio. So we're going to get pretty much right into it to start things off. We have this song that I found. I was on this internet message board, and we had these like song contest kind of things. One of the themes was to submit a song that sounded like something someone else would like. And this is the song that someone submitted for me. It's called Glory by the band Y Oak.
I see his eyes moving away from Everything you touch, you don't feel.
You're listening to The Theme Machine on WMFO Medford. Today's theme is songs that I've by artists that I've never played on the radio, as opposed to last time, which was artists I played too much. We're going to get into the artists that we did play, their first time ever Theme Machine debut. After this quick PSA, some more numbers to think about. According to the Pentagon, the first 60 days of the 2026 war against Iran cost U.S. taxpayers $25 billion. While the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports American households pay average monthly housing costs of $2,200, including insurance. So that means the cost of the first 2 months of the Iran war is just about the same as what it takes to pay the rent or the mortgage and insurance for 1 million American households for an entire year. Those are some numbers to think about from us here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And the message also says it's a public service message from the Department of War and the Bureau of Labor Statistics. I think that's just the source on the statistics that are used in the PSA. I don't think that's an official statement they're putting out for us to read. But the songs that we heard, we started with Glory by Y Oak. Then we had Destroy Everything You Touch by Ladytron. After that, Headlock by Imogen Heap. which I know got very, very, very big all of a sudden on TikTok in the last like few months or whatever. And then lastly but not leastly, we had They Say Vision by Rez. Hit the wrong button, started it over. Thanks for sticking with me, if you did. We've got more for you here on this episode. Next up, artist that I'm really surprised I've somehow never played on the show. It's The Pretenders with their track, Don't Get Me Wrong.
I'm looking kinda dazzled.
You're listening to The Theme Machine on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and unfortunately not WMFO.org. It seems like there's something wrong with the online stream right now. I'm unfortunately not able to do anything about that, but if you're listening over the FM dial, thank you for staying tuned, and I appreciate your support. Here are the songs you just heard. We started that set with Don't Get Me Wrong by The Pretenders. Then we had Almost Crimes, the Radio Kills remix by Broken Social Scene, Elephant Woman by Blonde Redhead, and then lastly but not leastly, Flame Shard Goo by ML Buke. And those are all artists that I've never played on the show before. This is the 107th episode, and that is the theme for today. I'm surprised, as you are, that I haven't played any of those artists before on the radio, because I love all these artists. And I listen to them a lot on my own. It just, for whatever reason, I haven't found the right theme. But, you know, you never know when the show is going to be the last show. So you gotta get the bucket list artist played. Not that these are all strictly bucket list artists. I just thought it would be a fun thing to do once I had all that data collection going on the old songs and stuff. But I'm going to stop talking. It's hard when I'm the only one here to keep things interesting. Up next, we have the Stone Roses with their track, She Bangs the Drum, from their self-titled album, which has a few great songs on it, and this is definitely one of those songs. ¶¶ You're listening to The Theme Machine, or I hope you're able to listen to The Theme Machine here on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. If you usually listen online, I hope you're inside the range of the FM broadcast, but if you're not, then that's simply unfortunate. Today is songs that by artists I never played on the radio, and it's funny that most of my regulars won't get to hear those artists, so it'll be as if I never played them, but unless you've been able to tune in, that's been the theme of the show. I'm DJ Jarrett, your host. What we just heard, we started that little set there with She Bangs the Drums by the Stone Roses. Then we had Mirtazapine by Haley Williams. And that last song was called Shapeshifting by Bark Psychosis. I went against the Theme Machine credo of we want the song, the whole song, and nothing but the song by chopping off the end of the outro there, but it kind of is just a bunch of gross noises that don't really translate over the radio at all. But yeah, I'm going to get things wrapped up early. I've got a bus to catch. So here, without much further ado, is the last artist of the show, the last song of the show. Actually, a bit of further ado, I'm not sure what next week's theme is going to be. Hopefully the online thing will be sorted out by then. But yeah, no set theme for next week, but I'm going to be here. There is no reason I shouldn't be. Anyway, sending us off today, we've got Mr. Bungle with their track Retro Vertigo here on The Theme Machine. Songs by artists I've never played on the radio. Thank you for listening. This has been The Theme Machine on WMFO Medford. Have a great rest of your day.